Okay. All right. Good morning, everybody. This is the Architectural Review Committee meeting on Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. The time right now is 8:35 a.m. Okay, roll call. Chair Markin.
Here.
Vice Chair Overstreet.
Here.
And Committee Member Huerman.
Here.
Awesome. Okay, scrolling down. Public testimony received on each agenda item as it is called. Principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once, and members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by majority vote. Okay, moving on to approval of this agenda.
A motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have 3-0 on the ayes. Okay, approval of conformed agenda.
I motion to approve the conformed agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 3-0 approved. And then, Kathy, did you get the last committee agenda for a sign-off?
Yeah, and I did.
The one that we're approving right here, March 15th?
I was present, and yes.
Okay. We're switching out our board clerk again.
So
that's why I'm thinking that maybe it didn't get to you.
No, it did. It did. I signed it.
Okay, cool.
Digitally.
Perfect. Okay, that moves us over to open forum. Not seeing anybody out here today, but I'll go ahead and read. Members of the public may speak on an item not on this agenda that falls within the responsibility of the committee. And then moving into committee review and actions. Items requiring action, discuss, and make motion. Okay, what we have is 2A. Item number 2A is 3658 Sudbury Court in Cameron Park North, unit number 12, and this is for a shed. Okay, what we have here is there's not a lot of detail on this one, and I didn't have enough time to go back to him. We don't have specs on the shed, but what he's proposing is one of those big aluminum carports that has the top and the sides. Now, there is a couple of people in this neighborhood that have come and recorded, not in this neighborhood, but in another neighborhood that's come to us and requested these. Tim and I have now put together kind of like a swatch book of other kinds of structures that are not just this aluminum one. Something that would fit better in a neighborhood and complement the house a little bit better. These industrial size ones or commercial grade looking ones. I know that they're reasonably priced, but do they always fit in the neighborhood? Our CC&Rs don't restrict them from what I can find. However, we're trying to just push people into making a better decision for their house and neighborhood. In this case, like I said, we don't have any specs on the shed, but we do have 15-foot setbacks and 10 from the side. This is in Cameron Park number 6. So it is up to the committee to determine whether or not we request more information. Like what it's going to look like.
Yeah, but we don't have any way to enforce what it looks like.
To agree, a lot of these CC&Rs do say that the ARC committee may restrict certain things. And then our second. Okay, our septic is 10 feet from the sides and 15 from the rear. So he is here adhering to the setbacks. So we know that the setbacks are good. As far as architectural committee, if we read here, approved by the committee. From residential character, aesthetic appearance of the neighborhood, nor shall owners or occupants place store or keep unsightly boxes. It kind of touches on there that we look for things that will work with the community. That's a nuisance. And
isn't the carport kind of set back?
This one
further.
Is, in fact, actually set back. So, I mean, that is a positive when it comes to this. So it's on the back lot, and then if I go to the lot itself, looks like my internet is real slow. Here we go.
Looks like the end of a cul-de-sac as well.
Yeah, so his would be actually up against Cameron Park Drive.
Yeah.
And these are kind of low sitting fences. What part of Cameron Park Drive is this? Toronto's right there. So this would in fact be seen by Cameron Park Drive.
Maybe. You got trees there too.
Mm-hmm. Is it excessively tall?
I don't 13, I think it said.
It looked like it was 30 by 30.
Sides 12 feet tall?
12 feet tall. Oh, it's the sides. That doesn't show the peak.
No. And let's see if, since we're just here ourselves, I will take a look at the other one. This is classified, see if we got anything on here. No. And he intends to paint it the color of the house.
Can you go back to that overhead?
Which one?
The Google Maps. And then drop the dude on Cameron Park Drive so we can take a look at what the public's going to see. Maybe it doesn't work there. You know what? I don't think he can put him there for some reason. It doesn't look like it.
No, you should. I had this happen the other day.
Yeah, some of these are really fancy looking.
There we go. Oh yeah, it's going to be very visible.
You're going to see it.
But he's going to paint it the same color as the house, and like I said, some of these are really fancy looking. Although it's made of steel, he says he's going to paint it, so it's not going to be like this shiny gray eyesore thing that when we think steel, that's what we think.
Okay, it's this gray house right here. So if I take away the gray house, it's this one right here. It's right here. So it's the one, and we know this because we got the watershed right here. We see this is set back a little bit, and it is pretty wooded in here. You will see shimmers and shines of it as you drive by.
That's one of these ones where there's precedence, right? They're already, we have a bunch of those in the community spread out.
A lot of them aren't legal. And we've been, we're meeting with code enforcement today to review a lot of these illegal ones.
But this one is legal, and he's talking about painting it the gray to match his house.
Yeah, so it would be gray body and kind of the white colored roof.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me too because he's not violating, you know, what's written in the CC&Rs. Aesthetically, I have kind of a tough one with telling people what they could put in their house when there's other people that have the same thing. So I wouldn't have an issue with it either.
Okay. What about the additional details that we'll need on the specs of it? It's just as, that's just a matter of due diligence.
What is the restriction with regards to height? There isn't any, really.
Obviously, you shouldn't be exceeding the height of your house. And there are restrictions in Cameron Park on height, but not necessarily within our CCNRs. It falls more under the zoning code issues with El Dorado County. And that's why you see very few two-story homes in Cameron Park. The only time you really see them is if they're on a heavy slope. But most of our homes in Cameron Park are single-story until you get up on Wood Lane. So this I think would be 12 to 15 feet overall height. Most of them, for RV access, most of them need a minimum of 13.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely going to be visual, but like Kathy said, I don't think there's a lot. They've thought about it. They submitted it.
And I highly doubt he's going to put an absolute eyesore in just... Because who would spend the money and the time putting in something that was atrocious? And he did his due diligence by...
I agree with you. Everything except for giving us specs on the shed, we appreciate. There is the possibility of asking him if he can design some kind of foliage to have that in time be non-visible from Cameron Park Drive. It is my concern. No, it's not my concern. The one thing I might want to pose to you all as a caution is this kind of is a gateway. You're coming. This is just after the dog park.
Well, I would motion to approve. I wish there was a way we could add to that, you know, what we're talking about and have that reflected in these types of this forum, because that's what we're shooting for. We're shooting for keeping it a special place. Mm-hmm. Consider what you're doing and consider the view that you're creating. But in the meantime, I think our hands are tied with regards to dictating those types of things.
A second.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve in a second. Jeff?
I agree.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have 3658 Sudbury Court in Cameron Park North, number 6, for a shed has been approved. Item number 2B.
One quick second. I thought you were saying carport.
Well, it is kind of a carport shed. These are those big aluminum structures that usually only have partial side coming down. They're open the rest of the way down. So, I mean, they're classified as a shed with the county. Anything over 120 square feet still requires an El Dorado County permit.
Yeah.
So, is it still the same kind of structure you were thinking of?
Well, I don't see where they'll store anything because, I mean, it's, like you said, it's open. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the pictures I'm pulling up.
Yep.
But they're just calling it a shed for county purposes. Or maybe it'll be something like this, where you can store the stuff in the back, but the opens front. Of course,
And what I'll do is... I need to have the additional details on its construction anyway for the file. So I'll be requesting that. That's what I'm envisioning as well, without the back shed.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to number 2B then. We are going to 3360 Cimarron Road, Cameron Park number 12, and this is new home construction. All right, take a look right here. We have two empty lots. And our next one is going to be for this lot, okay? So this is, as you can see, this is high density residential, so it's RH community. As far as RH concerned, we are good there. And then we will go to... It's 3360, yeah. These are our details, our footprint. They're both duplexes. 3360 is going to be a duplex. So the back will just have a man door, and the fronts are heavily windowed on the top, which is nice. Okay, this is, you got your front elevation coming into the garage and your doors, and this is, I'm sorry, this is the back and these are the sides.
So he's putting, looks like the next one's also, looks like, so there's going to be two duplexes side by side on the Cimarron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've got the same developer for both. As far as setbacks on this one, I believe it was all county setbacks. In which case, it makes it much easier for us because everybody interprets county for us as well. So, and this is also specified. So, 20 feet from the front and 10 feet from a street side. So this is inline. So El Dorado County, what I've learned is 20 feet from the front, 15 from the back, and as low as 5 feet from the sides. This one is not even specifying the side unless it's got a side street. So,
oh, and it's surrounded by apartments already?
Yeah, it's already surrounded by apartments. So county is going to dictate what the setbacks are going to be on this. And if I go back up, yeah, so that's what they've done here. They've got their 20 feet from the front, and they have their 5 feet from the sides, because they do not have a street on the side of them. So that, and then 10 foot setback from the back. This doesn't specify what the back should be. So again, that's gonna, since we only have the 20 feet from the front and the 10 feet from the sides on a street side, the rest will be governed over by El Dorado County.
That's good.
Any questions?
Nope.
What general area was that again?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What general area was that
so
again?
So that's Camera Park North Unit number 12, and this is out by Green Valley Road, if I'm not mistaken. So we come out through Green Valley at the top.
Oh, gotcha.
And
okay.
So it's right on the other side of Lockinot.
Yeah, it's right. Lockinot is right below it.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up Cameron Park Drive, take a left.
Okay.
Can you go back to the plans? Can you go back to the plans? Rear right corner. Scroll down. Is that some kind of drainage?
Just says APN number that they're marking there. That is kind of interesting that they do a little tear sheet for that. What's that? It's a good question. Never seen a spec like that.
It's a parcel number, so I don't. Zone A. Not sure what that means.
Need to
It almost looks like their backyard's getting chopped up a little bit as a one resident.
Chopped up why?
Well, if that's a big like drainage swale thing, then they're losing a third of their backyard.
True. Over there on the La Canada side, it's pretty doggone flat. And it all slopes down towards Cambridge. So I actually know this field, and it's pretty open.
Okay, just curious. Yeah. A motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 2B, 3360 Cimarron Court in Cameron Park, number 12, for a new home construction of duplex has been approved. Moving on to 2C, 3348 Cimarron Road, Cameron Park, number 12, new home construction. And again, right next to it here. Let's turn this one on and switch over to the next slide. So we have kind of looks like they're skipping the middle, doesn't it?
Make a little park or something.
I don't know. But it makes a little bit more sense now with that area. And then let's see the elevations. A little bit different in the elevation. Just breaking it up. It looks like primarily breaking it up with color. But design-wise, it's very similar.
Yeah, my first opinion is it's nicer than what's surrounding it.
That's true. I mean, definitely more modern. There is an HOA on the other side of that that keeps their homes looking pretty good. But all in all, very similar to the first one we just reviewed. Any questions?
No.
Nope. And a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have 3-0 approval. At 2C, 3348 Cimarron Road, Cameron Park, number 12, for a new home construction. Okay, moving on to 2D, 3287 Chasen Drive, Eastwood Park, number 2, and this is for a deck. We've got this obviously out, it's not the Pine Hill Reserve, but this is open land in here. So doing anything in the backyard at this point is not going to interrupt any neighbors. And we cannot see the existing deck.
So it's a replacement, not? It was listed as addition.
It was listed as addition?
Yeah, right there. Rear balcony addition.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Here we go. So it's kind of like a deck balcony. Let's see if there's... What I'm looking for is... What I like is when they kind of show us some of the existing... And then where the expansion is. I'm not really Okay. So a majority of this is, I think what we're seeing is there's a deck here in the front with a staircase, and I think they're now wrapped.
Oh, okay.
So if I look at one of these other details here, it looks like we have the staircase that'll come around and wrap. It's kind of hard to tell, but all in all, pretty nice layout for this deck. And it's all going to have stucco trim, 6x6 post and wrought iron rails. It's going to be a good looking deck.
Good plans.
Not bad. Not overdoing all the hatch patterns and everything to make it hard to work with. You'd be surprised how many poor architects I get on details.
Tell me about it.
Any questions on this?
No.
No. A motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item number 2D, 3287. Chasen Drive in Eastwood Park number 2 for a new deck. And this is Eastwood Park, so having it up against no homes makes me feel a lot more comfortable, because Eastwood Park is really picky about what gets done in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, that deck has been approved. Item number 2E, 3271 Woodley Lane in Viewpoint Estates, and this is again a new home construction.
And that goes, that's a pretty good slope too, right? It goes slopes down to Chirito or Charito? Yeah, I think it does.
Yes, you're right. It's going to slope down towards Woodley. There it is.
Yeah.
So.
Nice view.
Got a good slope on it. Looking through these, I did see drainage and stuff too. Here's all your watershed. And I know it's the other way, but they're showing, okay, from Woodley, we're seeing it going this way, and obviously it cups right in there. So let's see what they do.
Looked like they were adding a swale.
It kind of did, but it would be right underneath the house if they did, which is not unheard of, because then you just put in a sump pump. And a lot of us here have sump pumps. House plan.
Oh, yeah.
Color board.
That one's two-story on the back. It'll be split.
Mm-hmm. It's spec'd as a single story, and I see a lot of this where it's spec'd as a single story because on the front portion of the house, it's single story.
Right.
And then they utilize the back side that's in the slope as an additional room. I see this along Cambridge where it's almost like a guest house down there.
These are tough ones. We used to study these for fires because when you drive up, it looks like a single story.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the front door, and there'd be a fire below you. San Francisco's full of those types of places. They're three-story.
We have quite a few near me, too, by the air park. A lot of slope.
The county looks at that pretty hard, so as long as there's access. How are the easements on the sides?
There's your drainage swell.
Yep.
How are the easements on the sides?
Yeah, they're within, I'm sure they're, because that will get caught pretty quick in the county.
So we have public utility easement 5 feet. We got 5 feet spec there. We got 5 feet on the side. We got 51 feet in the back. And we have 31.9 in the front. And then as far as our CC&Rs, this is a viewpoint.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about the last new home construction is whether, like, the roof, are they doing, is it just, are we not doing the roof and siding and everything with these?
No, they have the color board in there.
Tile versus comp and all that.
Yeah, some parts of that area up there. Viewpoint is a smaller neighborhood, but you're right, some of them up there have restrictions. The roof. No structure within viewpoint will be more than 30 feet in height. There's one of your height restrictions right there. Okay, and this does fall back to county setbacks again. So we have 20 feet from the front and 10 feet on the street, if there's a street product next to it.
Any restrictions on tile versus comp?
There was an amendment in this neighborhood, but it was an amendment to allow chickens. As far as the building erection, it does not have anything in regards to the roof. No roof mounted type systems. And then more notes on the construction, which again does not restrict. It's just up to the determination of the committee. And to confirm that, what we'll do is we'll go to speak to you. But the amendment is right here. They switched it to 28 feet tall. Measured from the highest elevation of the building area upon which it is constructed to the highest point of the structure. So that would be 28 feet from the back.
Lots 109, 10, 11, 12 have to be single story only.
We just gotta make sure it's not 28 feet or more tall.
Bear with me, I'm gonna find out what lot this is. Lot number 78.
Okay.
And then going back to what we were looking at as far as the back of the structure, 28 feet, that's pretty restrictive. And naturally there's not going to be anything in here. see something, Kathy, please hold her down.
Okay.
This is in the solar. I'm not seeing anything in regards to measurements for the back of the unit. That's the solar again.
It would probably be on, I don't know if you've got the framing plans.
That's... These are all roofing details, and that's our... Not seeing it. This is all the finishing details. That one I didn't catch y'all, and I'm not...
I don't think that's 28 feet, but we could just motion to approve with the condition that it complies with the CCNRs for that unit of height.
Well, it's typically 10 feet per story.
Yeah, that's right.
10 to 12. 11, yeah.
Sometimes a little bit less. Like that first story might be a little, might be 8 to 10. So, but that being said, at the highest point at that gable, I don't think it's going to be over 28. I think maybe 25 tops, but that's really saying something.
Yeah, we've got, you can see this right here. It's 10 feet from here to here.
Oh, all right.
And then we have, they're saying here it's 10 foot finished floor, 0 foot, 10 foot. So we got 20 feet here, right?
Yeah, and then the gable will probably add another 5. So 25.
Okay. We got something out of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, motion to approve.
I second.
I would say conditionally, though, just so we note that we did catch the 28 foot height restriction.
Okay. Note 28 foot height.
That we couldn't find in the plan.
Okay. Okay, we have item number 2E, 3271 Woodley Lane, Viewpoint Estates for new home construction has been conditionally approved.
Yeah.
And please note the overall height, the highest point from grade to peak, not to exceed 28 feet. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, with that being said, drop this one. And then we're going back to number 2F, and this is 3230 Sudbury Road, Cameron Park North number 6, and this is for solar. The reason why I threw this one in here, I know that we don't review a lot of solar, a lot of it's done now administratively. But this one just had the full package, and I wanted you all to see it. And you're probably seeing them a lot of new homes lately, because of California state law, and with people buying the Teslas and everything. So what this is it's everything. So we're also having the wall pack and the charging station, and so here's our solar array. It's going to be here, and it's standard roof, but we have the battery backups, the wall pack, the charging system, and I just wanted to you all to see everything that goes into this stuff. Are you seeing this now in a lot of these new home constructions?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you're even seeing they'll have the battery backup on the charging station right in the garage, huh?
Well, not so much the battery backup. that's still a highly debated necessity on the solar. It doesn't store for very long, and replacing the battery, you just lost all your savings on the solar system itself. All that electric you saved goes right back into a $5,000, $10,000 battery. So many people don't even do the battery. But the solar, it's the minimum amount of panels are required, usually 8 to 12. It's very small. It barely powers anything. Mm-hmm. And then they set it up for EVs. And that's something my company takes a look at to make sure that the conduit's an inch for the EV.
It's really unique. I mean, I've seen these, but I haven't seen somebody turn this in with a whole package. And that's why I just thought I'd bring it to your guys' attention.
That is one expensive battery right there.
Oh, yeah. And they've got the, if I'm not mistaken, they're putting in the Generac Jetter, the battery backup, the generator, and even the power cell.
Wow.
So, and it's kind of surprising when that's your panel setup. So maybe this is just for battery backup to the house or charging.
Yeah.
So, any questions?
And the fewer panels you need, the more you'll need the battery to store it, too. So, no questions.
Nope. Motion to approve.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Don't those battery backups have like spans on them too?
Okay. Yeah, they don't. It's, you might get 8 hours or something on it.
But I mean, in like 10 years, are they just worthless?
Oh right, yeah, no, you have to replace them. God, I've been hearing some are 5.
Oh wow.
So, and that's just as far as I was concerned. That's why I didn't go battery. I went with 51 panels. It defeated the purpose.
Item number 2F3230, Sudbury Road in Kemah Park North, number 6 for solar has been approved. And our last item for action is 3225 Bentley Road. This is for a fence. This is, Tim and I went out to work with the homeowners on this one. What they've got is this here. They're well within their setbacks. This is going to be a front fence. They're going to, what they've got here is kind of unique. It's this, they had a new concrete driveway put in. The old concrete driveway used to slope like this, and the two driveways were together.
Wait, is that in the front?
That's in the front.
I didn't know we were allowed to have fencing in the front yard.
You can have fencing on your side yards. This is his driveway going out to the street. So you got the side yard fence, yeah. And you can have up to a 7-foot fence up into your setback. Anything that goes outside your setback, the sidewall fences have to drop to 4 feet, and anything that crosses in front of your frontage has to be an open construction, 50% minimum. So for this, these neighbors have always pretty much got along. However, this neighbor here ended up with a pretty vicious dog that's been getting through and attacking their kids. So they've already talked to the neighbor, and I did ask them to do so. But because of what they've got going here, they're going to do a couple cinder blocks. This is now going to be their drainage. They've got a drainage that's going to be back here, and they also have a drain that's going to be right about here where this little solar panel is. And then it'll just drain down the street. So he's going to do just a small retaining wall of a block or two, and then his fence will not exceed 7 feet. It does slope up, so he'll have to tear up at the back to get up to that 7 feet on the rest of the fence. But all in all, they know their restrictions, and we also threw big time caution to the wind when we asked them to definitely discuss everything with their neighbors, because if there's any dispute over it, we won't be getting involved. And that's just the position of everybody. So that's your fence line right there. And he also did just kind of a, this one threw me for a loop until I got out to the site. Here's your kind of your foundation. Your block and your fence.
Okay. He's blocking so the dog can't go under the fence.
Yeah, and also to keep the water from flowing into his neighbor, he's going to collect it, and you can see where he's got his drainage. Make sense?
Yeah, I'm good with it. Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll have one more to look at. It's an inquiry at this point, but we'll get to that. Okay, item 2G3225, Bentley Drive in Highlands number 5, for side fence dividing the yards has been approved. All right, moving on to administrative approval number 3. We have 5 staff approved roofs, 1 staff approved solar, and no staff approved tree removals. We do have some tree removals in the key, so that'll change next month. Any questions on number 3?
No.
Okay. Number 4, items for future architectural review committees. Anything you want to see me bring back to the architectural review committee?
Zoom.
And item number 5, items to take to the CCNR committee. I don't think we have any here. Do you have anything?
April 12th.
April 12th.
I'm just trying to think. That's spring break, I think. I'm going to do something.
For our next meeting?
Yeah.
I have a webinar that day. At 10, I have to be in Roseville by 9:30.
Is that what our next agenda lands on, is April 12th?
Yeah. Is that
okay.
Your birthday?
Huh?
Is that your birthday?
I'll be returning in time for that, but no, my birthday is going to be on Friday the 8th. So, 12th, you're out?
Well, I mean, as long as I can leave no later than 9.
Okay, I can always get an alternate, too. We have 2 alternates on standby.
Go for an alternate that day, that way I don't have to stress.
Are we going to lose you too, Brennan?
I'll let you know tonight.
Okay. How are you doing with that date, Jeff?
I should be good.
Okay. So, Brennan and Kathy. Okay. Kathy, sometimes we bust through these into a point where we're at this stage by 9:05, 9:10.
Yeah.
I mean, if it works for you to drop in and get the meeting going as the chair, that'd be great. If not, I do have 2 alternates. And if that's the case, I'll start working on it ASAP. I don't think it hurts. It's just we have to try not to have an even amount of people because of the quorum, the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And then Brennan will check in with
yep.
you later this week if I don't hear from you. The last thing that we brought up, and I've got to confer with my general manager where I'm supposed to put these on the agenda, but we do have an inquiry. An inquiry is someone's just not sure if they can do a project or not, but there is an opportunity for them to do an inquiry without turning in an application fee, and we just kind of look at it and discuss it and then provide the applicant with feedback. So Hacienda, what they want to do here, and I like this idea, and he's already, we both have talked to the county about this. So he just wants to put up, he got a trellis here with a single post set up and with a dual post set. He'd like to do the dual post set. The purpose of this is, okay, the purpose of this is he's got this backyard. This gentleman came in and has kind of turned it into more of a storage facility in the backyard, and everything's covered with blue tarps and whatnot. Well, all he's wanting to do is put up a trellis that he can grow grapevines on and stuff like that, and it'll block the visibility. The trellis of this that he's designing is to be overall 10 feet tall. Now, county would treat this as a fence. from my discussion with him and with the discussion that he's had with county, if he's going to push this back within the setbacks, they're going to treat it as a fence. And what that means is anything over 7 feet is going to require a permit from El Dorado County.
Yeah.
And it's going to require engineering. He's good with that since he's an engineer.
Hmm.
So he's like, yeah, not a problem.
Save the cost on that.
Yeah. So, and that's why he kind of gave me all these engineer type drawings, just hand sketch, and he's showing us how he's going to do all this. And he's actually going to pipe in, he's using the kind of pier blocks that actually have an additional sleeve as opposed to just the flimsy brackets.
Mm-hmm.
So the pier block would be set into concrete and then the sleeve would come up out of the moisture so the wood wouldn't rot.
And he's going to do grapes, not like jasmine or something?
He hasn't really determined what it is. He's okay. Calling it a grape trellis, but yeah, flowery plant type, Jerusalem flower, whatever you want to put up.
Yeah.
But the whole point is to try and create more of a screen, because he's asked his neighbor several times if he could clean it up, and the neighbor's like, and the neighbor's right. I do consider this to be a better plan than someone trying to scab in additional trellis on top of their fence that fails within 2-3 years and looks horrible. And then again, we have approved this kind of thing with just around pools and kind of have just these little shade structures. However, we've always kept them within their setbacks. And here is a 10-foot setback. So that's why we're coming to the committee with inquiry. Should it be treated as a fence in our mind as well?
Well, yeah, code does. So, but I mean, as long as he goes through the permitting process, you know, it just provides additional privacy. So he doesn't see, the neighbor doesn't see over towards him and vice versa.
And it's better than putting up a shed structure or something that blocks it, in my opinion. Or like I said, just a flimsy trellis. I think all in all, it would actually help him rot his own property value as opposed to hurt it.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it.
The only thing I would say, I don't either personally, but I mean, this is one of those things that always comes up in my head, is eventually, I mean, what are we gonna have walls around all of our houses? You know, it's like, are we opening a door to allow the future to be like, you know, I'm gonna put a moat.
I thought about that too, but then I was picturing my own house, and we have fence, well, on one side, and all her trees and really big bushes are right there on the fence line.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, it's like a trellis. I can't see over there. She can't see over to me.
Right.
And if anything, honestly, her vegetation's encroaching on my side and I'm constantly having to trim it back. But with a jasmine type flower, it wouldn't be crazy on the other side.
No, and to that as well, it kind of, I go back to that shed type of thing. And Tim and I are going to meet with somebody that wanted to do one of those industrial grade carport sheds for his motorhome. We're taking him some other ideas, trying to get away from that commercial grade of a look. And this is not so much a commercial grade. This is more as if it's open on the bottom. You got your post 10 foot up and it's just closed on the top. And the whole idea is to have vegetation go up and hang over the back side of it.
Yeah, it'll look really nice. I see it a lot on my HUD inspections, and it's an additional privacy measure. And
Yeah. Like sure.
I said, my neighbor right now has got those big, huge oleander bush type things and cherry trees, and I can't see into her yard either.
And to your comment, Brandon, I'd rather see something that is well thought out and planned for something that's more attractive than throwing something up just to eliminate the problem.
I agree. Yeah, and that's kind of, I guess, why we're here, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at these individual, we could, if it did just glaringly seem like, like I said, a wall.
Yeah.
Then we could say, yeah, that's not something that we would like to talk to you more about. So
yeah.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay, so we'll have him, I'll let him know your feedback, and he can do a proper submittal with some elevations and clean it up and everything, and we'll bring it back.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, and that's it on that one. That's matters to and from committee members and staff, and I'll respond back to the applicant. on his inquiry for 3364 Hacienda. And that takes us to adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we got 3-0 adjournment at 9:30 a.m. All right, thank you everybody for joining the Architectural Review Committee on March 29th at the CSD. Cameron Park, you stay special.